proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. If you do not receive this magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of the rise of anti-Semitism. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles. So let's now discuss a Christian's response to anti-Semitism. One does not have to look very far to see the rise of anti-Semitism around the world, but especially here in the United States. From profane graffiti to the BDS movement to horrific synagogue shootings, there appears to be no end of hatred for the Jewish people. The opposing voices of our time seem to shout louder and louder every day. So how should Christians respond to this dangerous trend? First, a Christian must respond in understanding. One of the major effects of anti-Semitism is the barrier of mistrust between Christians and the Jewish people. A wise person should be sensitive to the tragic history of the Jewish persecution by those who claim to be followers of Jesus. This should not be overlooked. By understanding this perception, the Christian should endeavor to build bridges of genuine trust and friendship. This takes dedication and patience. Second, a Christian must respond in prayer. A few years ago, a Jewish friend of mine and I went to lunch at an area restaurant. When we were seated, my friend looked down at the table and noticed that someone had carved the Nazi SS symbol where he was sitting. I was rather embarrassed for him to see that. Yet, his response was amazing. As a believer in Jesus, he gently placed his hand over the Nazi symbol and quietly prayed, "What this person meant for evil, may God turn to good." I'll never forget that. Prayer establishes trust in God, the only hope in the fight against anti-Semitism. Third, a Christian must respond in love. "I thought Christians hated the Jews." These words came from a Jewish woman we helped who moved to Israel from the former Soviet Union. With tears in her eyes, she said, "It is wonderful to have true friends like you." Combating the evils of anti-Semitism requires actions of love and compassion. And this, I believe, serves as a vivid object lesson of love and truth. A Christian group once visited with a rabbi at a synagogue to learn more about the Jewish community. As the rabbi was speaking, he mentioned in passing the need to repair some of the precious Torah scrolls in the synagogue. The group decided to give a generous love offering for this need. Now only eternity will reveal the far-reaching effects of this act of love. Other ways Christians can respond to anti-Semitism is by visiting Israel. Many Jewish people marvel at a Christian's fascination with the land of the Bible. Some churches have even invited their Jewish friends to a special Honor Israel Sunday. These have been very effective in building better relationships in the community. Finally, my challenge is to you today that a Christian must respond in truth. God's answer to anti-Semitism is the gospel. Jesus the Messiah came to give peace to the world as the Prince of Peace. Satan has tried to thwart God's plan of peace ever since the Garden of Eden. The sin of anti-Semitism has stirred up lies, hatred, and division between the Jewish people and the Gentile, and this is brought up, of course, by the father of lies. Anti-Semitism is not just a Jewish problem, however. It is a human problem. Every person is created in the image of God. To attack others based on perceived differences is really to attack the Creator himself. Instead, Christians must take God's promise to Abraham seriously, where it says in Genesis 12, verse 3, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." But we remember that the greatest way that we can respond to anti-Semitism is to lovingly share the gospel of the Messiah, the good news. Only the light of the gospel has the power to dispel the darkness of anti-Semitism. Only God's truth will defeat this lie. The enemy will ultimately fail. The threat of anti-Semitism does not give us an option for neutrality. Rather, it calls each of us, every believer, to respond in truth wherever evil abounds. This is a timely message that we have today, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this program as we have discussed the important subject of a Christian's response to anti-Semitism. Again, this was from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to get your copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.